title appears, Babes in the Woods. In a clearing in a forest, a bluebird sits on a rock in the shape of a hunched figure with a pointy head. A sign pointing to it reads, The Witch Rock.
Once upon a time, a story was told about fairies and goblins and witches so old. They haunted the forest and meadows and dells. And this is the legend the storybook tells.
Oh, don't you remember a long time ago when two little babes, whose names I don't know, they wandered away on a bright summer day and were lost in the woods. I've heard people say.
A little boy and girl wander through the woods. Birds flutter out of a stump. Eyes and teeth appear in a tree. Three birds take off from it, leaving it empty. Dead leaves blow by as the children trudge forward. Rabbits bound past them, then between their legs, and the kids hide behind a tree. They crawl over to a gap in the trees and look through it. A clearing is filled with a community of elves with white beards and red outfits. They seesaw, play checkers, mend clothes, swing, and one drives a duck-drawn cart with a pumpkin on it. The children edge closer. Elves wait in line to wash and iron their beards as an elf in a tree writes on a board. A group of elves run up to the children, take them by the hand, and lead them into the clearing. The elves encircle them, grab hands, and dance around them. Four elves on a stump blow into jugs. The children sway in the center of the elves. A shadow of a witch on a broom circles. The elves on the stump point upward. In the sky, a witch with a pointy nose, hat, and black cape flies on a broomstick. The elves flee into doors at the front of tree trunks, some holding on to their red caps. A straggling elf grabs a full cup and runs inside the nearest tree. The elves pull the children to the door and try to push them inside, but they don't fit. The witch lands in the elf's clearing behind them. The children climb on the front of her broomstick. The brush spins and the broom takes off. The elves run out of the trees looking up. In the air, the witch and two children pass flying blackbirds above and below them. The broom lands, the witch's feet bumping, then skidding on the dirt to a stop. The children hop off. The witch points to a house made of candy and treats. The children jump excitedly and run over to it as the witch rubs her palms together. The boy pulls candy canes from the ground and licks the house, while the girl grabs an ice cream cone and lollipop, then runs to a pie and digs her finger through it. She eats it.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little children are made of.
They rush the open front door.
Sugar and spice.
The witch pushes them in, revealing a room full of cages. She reaches for them. They run into a spider web and trap themselves. The witch pulls the boy off. She carries him to a shelf and uncorks a bottle. The animals lunge in their cages. She pours a blue potion on him and he turns into a black spider. She attaches him to a chain by his neck as a cat claws at her dress. The witch scoops yellow potion out of a bubbling cauldron.
I'll change you into stone.
She flings it at the cat, who turns to stone and falls sideways. Next, the witch grabs the girl from the web and carries her to the potion shelf.
I'll change you into a rat.
A flying arrow smashes the bottle. The witch puts the girl in a door in the floor, then goes outside. An elf makes a face at her. She swipes at him with her broom, then gives chase as he runs away. He dashes over a vine between trees, which two elves pull tight as the witch passes and trip her. Elves in a tree fire arrows at her, but they bounce off. In the house, the boy spider opens the floor door and the girl climbs out. A potion spills on him, turning him back into a child. Outside, the fleeing witch jumps on her broom and takes off. Elves riding flying ducks shoot arrows down at her. They bounce off her, but knock her off balance. More elves on ducks drop pumpkins on her, hitting her in the head and body. In the witch's house, the girl pours the potion on the stone cat, and it turns into a dark-haired boy. Her blonde brother shepherds all the animals into a single cage, and the sister pours the green potion on them. They transform into children, and he lets them out of the cage. On the house's roof, elves fling pie shingles at the witch using a birdhouse as a catapult. They hit the witch in the face, blinding her. An elf standing on a flying duck throws a vine lasso and it catches the end of her broom. He pulls it out from under her and she plummets. The children run into the house as one remains outside. He gets out of the way as they rush back out, dragging the cauldron on a cart. The falling witch drops into the cauldron. She topples out of it, covered in yellow potion, which turns red as she walks, reaching out her arms. She leaves a dark trail behind her, then freezes in a hunched position as she turns to stone. The children grab hands, then dance around her. The elves join in, some blowing horns. Later, butterflies fly around flowers growing near the witch rock, and the sign points to it. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.